This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here. And Dennis is one of the... I did forget to say this because I'm a little hopped up on cold medicine. Dennis is one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out, Dennis Halnon. And I failed to mention that during the opening, so sorry about that, Dennis. And we're proud to have employee owners at Tab, you know, 100% employee-owned company, which is something we're very proud of and very thankful to our previous owner, TJ, who sold the company to us, and we're happy to bring it along, hopefully, for the next decades and decades and decades.
Sure.
Company is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842, and we'll do our best. Four lines wide open. As we wait for your calls, I got to tell you a quick story. Went out to meet a prospect, a client this week. This guy is a lovely gentleman. He's a doctor, and he's building a practice, a building. He's sunk all his money into this new building, and it's beautiful. It's a gorgeous building, and they're going to be moving into it soon. I hope for them. And he brought me in there to take a look at potential, you know, phone systems and stuff like that for his building. And I asked him where the wiring was. He goes, "Well, let me show you."
Oh no!
So I went to go see where the wiring was. And he's got. We go up these stairs, and we're into the attic. And I'm like, "Wait a minute!" So he's got his internet service mounted on a piece of plywood in the attic. Along with the wiring would be there, the switch would be there, the firewall would be there, and even a future phone system would be there. And I asked him, why is this in the attic? Is this highly unusual to find, you know, IT equipment in a non-conditioned space that's going to just completely die by the time May hits or June hits and it's like 80 degrees out and your attic is cooking in there? That equipment is not going to survive. I'm like, why is it here? You've got this beautiful building. Well, the building inspector said if I put it in the wiring closet that they designed for it, it would be a fire hazard.
Fire hazard. Okay, let me understand this.
Yeah.
Electronic equipment sitting on a plywood shelf.
In a wiring.
In an attic.
Yeah, versus.
Is supposedly less of a fire hazard than electronic equipment in a true wiring closet.
In a wiring closet in an air-conditioned room that would keep the humidity correct and all that. It's mind-boggling.
In what universe is that less of a fire hazard?
Exactly. So these building inspectors out there, come on, guys. You can't tell people to put equipment in an attic. I mean, it's going to just completely melt up there. It's going to completely shorten the life.
It'll melt, plus attics tend to be a lot drier than occupied floors. So that means it's easier for a spark to cause a fire.
Yeah, mind-boggling to me. So the poor guy's, you know, obviously going to have to deal with that. And I don't know what the inspector is going to end up doing. But, you know, I had a similar issue when we were down in our place in Florida, putting hurricane windows in. And because the hurricanes came down there, we may as well get some good windows in there. The windows were original, like 45-year-old windows, single-pane glass. I'm surprised they even survived the last hurricane. And the inspector comes out to inspect the window installations. And these things have got like 3-inch screws going up and down the sides of the windows and the tops and the bottoms. There's like 15 3-inch screws that are going into the framing. And he comes out and the stucco guys are doing their thing. And he's giving the stucco guys a hard time because there's no tape on the stuff that they're putting in, of course. What they're putting in is reinforcement for where they're going to put the stucco on. But he didn't pay attention to see that there's a flange that was already properly taped around the window by the window installers. And I had to point that out to him, and he goes, "Oh, thank goodness you're knowledgeable." I'm like, "I'm not knowledgeable at all. I can't put a shelf up without having it fall down. I'm the least knowledgeable guy on the planet. You're the guy who's supposed to be knowledgeable. How can you inspect something you don't even understand how it works?" So, I mean, I'm not saying all inspectors are ding-dongs, but just two recent issues, it was like, wow, you're calling me knowledgeable. That's scary. When it comes to building anything, you don't want me to put anything up for you. It will fall down. Period. Let's go to Tom in Torrington. What's happening, Tom?
Hi, guys. I talked to you last week. You told me to call you back this week.
Okay.
With my fiber problem.
Yeah.
The technician came out and I had a bad modem.
Ah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I was getting a big difference in up and down. He replaced it. I'm above my pay grade, and it's working fine. But I have a couple other questions for you.
Okay.
You know anything about these Aero?
Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
The Aero Pucks, it's by Amazon, right?
Yeah, well, that's what Frontier is using now.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, any wireless access point, you can try those. You know, I haven't used them.
My question was, could I get into that and put, what's the safeguard thing you say to put?
Open DNS?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you'd put that on your firewall.
Yeah, you should be able to do that.
Firewall, not on the router.
That is the router.
Yeah, it'll be in the same thing. Yeah, you should be able to get OpenDNS in there.
Okay.
And then when you connect your access points, they'll be handing out that nice secure DNS service.
Okay. What's the address? Do you know to get in there?
To your firewall, what is your address to get into your firewall? I suspect
to get into the router to add the. It's 192-something.
Yep, is a way to check. So if you do ipconfig /all, get the proper syntax in there. ipconfig /all. You'll see you want to look for your default gateway, which I suspect is 192.168.1.1. It could be something else. But whatever that default gateway is your firewall. And you would also need the credentials to get into it. Is this provided by Frontier?
Yes.
So their credentials could literally be on the device itself.
Yeah, it might be on a sticker right on there, yeah.
Yeah. And you would log in as the admin and put the password in. And they should give you the ability to modify the DNS settings and the DHCP settings in that firewall.
I'm also reading an article. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just reading an article on the Eero website, and it talks about how to get in to make your DNS setting changes. It mentions that there's an Eero app that you can have on a mobile device that will give you access to all that.
I set that up when the installer came.
Oh, nice. All right. Then you already have the doorway to get where you want to go.
There you go.
Okay, I threw it through my phone. Okay.
You can do it through your phone,
One last question and going.
Yep.
I have Windows 11 on a CD. Is there a way I could put that to a USB stick?
So wait, you want to why? Because you don't have a CD-ROM player in your machine?
I'm building a new machine, and I'm not putting a CD-ROM in it. I was wondering if I could transfer that to a USB, or should I get one of them add-on cables to be able to use the CD?
You mean a portable CD-ROM, you mean?
Yeah, or a regular one with those cables that make a USB.
Well,
adapt an old one. Mm-hmm. I've never tried that. Have you ever tried to do that?
I haven't.
It probably will work.
Don't see why it wouldn't.
Yeah, so you have an old CD-ROM player, Tom, that you would just adapt?
Yeah. In the worst case, I'd rather put it on a USB stick.
Yeah.
Could I download it from, there's a way to do it right from Windows?
In Windows, you can create what they call a repair disk, and it will tell you what size USB you want. It'll write the whole thing right to the USB drive.
Yeah, that's if I have it on there.
Well, it's built into Windows to be able to do it.
Right. We're assuming you're going to do it from your old machine, Tom, right?
Well, I want to add it to my new machine. My old machine's Windows 10.
Oh, so you want a Windows 11 machine, so that won't work.
Oh, right. Okay.
So trying to download the ISO, huh?
Well, there's also...
something on Windows website, you can make an install install USB. Could I do that and then use my password code,
your key?
CD code? Key, yeah.
Maybe.
To install it?
All right. A lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah.
All right. Number one, you can go to Microsoft's website. You can get something that they call an upgrade assistant. You download that and you can run it. One of the things that it will do for you, if you want to, if you opt for it while it's running, it will create a USB stick that will install Windows 11. Okay. Yeah, you can do that. It's called creating install media. Or creating Windows media, depending on how they word the article. Okay?
Yeah.
And we can get an article for you about it.
Yep.
So you can do that. As for your product key, most of the time, you're not going to need one.
Right.
Because that information is already embedded in your computer. And there will be...
the new, fresh computer has nothing on it yet.
Oh. So you built it yourself, Tom?
Yes.
Okay, so that wouldn't be on there. So
in the motherboard may have something in it for it.
Really?
But he may have to buy an OEM version of Windows.
That's true.
That's what I have on CD.
Oh, good.
That's what I have on CD.
All right. So he's got the key. So you could download the media and then register the media after you do the USB. I mean, that would work.
Yeah, we'll post the article about how to get Windows 11 installer on USB.
Yeah, so you're going,
okay.
Or you could just stick your CD-ROM in that machine temporarily, and just stop going. Don't kill yourself here.
Yeah, no, I guess maybe that's what I'll have to do. But
it'd be faster, as far as I'm concerned. How many bays are in the machine?
There's actually. They're all internal bays. There's no external bays on this case.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's the newer, greatest of everything, you know?
Yep.
And it only comes with a few USB ports, 2.0, 3.0.
Nice.
And I think there's a 3.2 even.
Mm-hmm. Probably a 2 gig NIC card in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm building an i9 with an ASRock Steel Legend motherboard.
Gee. All right.
Wow.
You're not messing around.
Okay, guys. I appreciate great service you're doing. Thank you for answering my questions, and you have a great Saturday.
You too. We'll put the link up there for you, Tom.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, for us, we're always looking for the quickest way to do something. The least amount of headache.
Yeah.
So That's pretty cool, though. All right, so we're going to step out for a quick break. Four lines wide open for you guys on this lovely Saturday morning. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number, no matter where you are in the country. We'll do our best to help you out. We'll be right back. And we are back. Three lines open for you. Feel free to get online, and we'll do our best. This is Computer Talk. Of course, we are podcasting. We have so many podcasts out there available to you. You guys probably could listen to us for a solid, I don't know, year, 24/7. So if you missed anything, you're out there, you subscribe to our podcast over at the Odyssey app or through WTIC's website. You can never miss a moment of our soothing discussions about IT and all its fun. So feel free to consider that. We're going to go to Guy in West Hartford. What's happening, Guy?
Hey, morning, fellas. Everything's doing well. Got a question for you about recovering Office from maybe like some eight-year-old Dell computer. So the backstory is we bought a bought a computer maybe 8 years ago, bought it with Office on there, and at the time Microsoft let you buy kind of the product and just have it have unlimited use of it.
Yeah,
and I'm wondering if I could. Get the product here, get Office off those machines, and plug it into a new Windows 11 machine that's coming through the door.
Probably not. You can get the keys. You can use what's the Belkin?
Are you thinking of Bellark?
Bellark, thank you. Bellark would be a way for you to find the keys, but Microsoft has gotten wise to you, Guy. Mm-hmm. And they're going to say, well, you might have Office 2010 and you might have loved it on Windows 7, but guess what? Yeah. It will not work on Windows 11 no matter how much you try.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So they've got you there. And you can still purchase an Office suite. You don't have to rent it forever. You can go out and purchase Office 2021 if you want.
Yeah.
And pay for it once, just like you did with the original one you're talking about.
Yeah.
And Microsoft will let it run as long as Microsoft lets it run.
Sure. Yeah. They have these... some different deals on getting the product new, but yeah, I was just taking a shot with you, seeing now what if I had the installation media?
Or you just don't want to believe me, huh, Guy?
What? Well, no, I do believe, but I've got other Office kits. I've got the installation media.
Yeah.
I've got the product keys. And it's like a 5-user license, and I haven't used them all.
I hear you. What version of Office is it?
It varies. I mean, some are 2013, summer 2010. Yeah. I don't know if there was a 2016, but I've got got a few of these kits laying around.
Okay, so 2016 will work. 2016 and up will work. 2013 is getting a little sketchy.
Yeah,
because they keep deprecating functionality, and it just makes it not work, forcing you to have to go to the new version. I know Microsoft would never do that on purpose, and they're doing for all sorts of reasons besides that. So 2016 and up, you'll be able to try to reuse, yes. And again, you'll use Bellark to find the key and then try to re-enter that key with the media.
The other thing that you can do is go back to your purchase information that you got from the manufacturer.
Yeah.
And if you bought Office with the computer, somewhere in that literature, you're going to have a product key that you were provided.
Yeah,
with the computer.
Yeah,
and that would be the place to go.
Graphic built around. It's got a little product key on there.
Yeah.
That would be the way to go.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right. I might try those first before I prayed homage to the Microsoft gods.
I hear you. Yeah. The 2016 and up still works until it doesn't.
All right. Well, thanks, fellas.
All right, guy. Thank you. You too. It is frustrating. You know, it's a perfectly good operating system.
Extremely frustrating.
Perfectly good Word program, and you're not going to write a better letter. Now ChatGPT will write it for you anyways. But you're not going to write a better story on version 2010 versus 2016. And there's not any formatting that's going to make it any better that Microsoft puts in the latest and greatest that really matters to most people. But no, it will not work. You may not use it. But my screwdriver, the one that I've got in my toolbox that I don't really know how to use, I can use it for anything. And it will never stop being used. So my Stanley little screwdriver is usable forever. That tool works. But no, Word, that we can't do that in this day and age. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Stick around. We're over on the old Facebook page over at WTIC's Facebooks. Mike's posting everything through our Facebook page and through Twitter, and Dennis has got everything up on our website over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here until 11 o'clock, so feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. We have three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And let's get right to your calls. You've got Mary on the line. What's happening, Mary?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I just want a suggestion from you.
All right.
I was having problems with my computer. I thought it was an internet problem, so I called Frontier, and they said, no, it's a manufacturing problem. It's my computer problem.
Mm-hmm.
And they suggested I call Dell, which I did, and I knew that they said that they could fix it, or they, you know, for $99, they could fix it. So anyways, I went with that. And the first night, they spent 2 hours, and then the next day when I went to do it, the problem hadn't been resolved. They called me back. And they said, well, they're going to try one more thing. But then in the final analysis, if they can't fix it, they said they could bring my computer back to the original manufacturer's network or whatever.
Yeah.
And they would wipe everything out. But then I could save things, which I have no idea how to do.
Right.
And they would help me with that. And I'm just wondering, is that a safe way to go if my problem hasn't been resolved?
Well, let me understand what your problem is. What's your problem there, Mary?
Well, for about 2 or 3 months, if I was typing something, I was on my email, or even sometimes if I was on a different website, without me touching the computer, it would jump to another page, a page that I had been on to or something else. And so then I'd have to stop and go back and sign in again, or not sign in again, but then go back to what I was doing. And it got to be more and more, which is really a pain in the neck, having to do that all the time. So that was my problem.
So
that's still my problem.
Are you using a laptop or a computer?
Laptop.
Okay, so your problem is probably this. So this is very common in laptops, and I don't need $99 to tell you this. And I can't believe they're going to consider wiping and reloading for this. But what is probably happening is you're touching the trackpad with your hand as you're typing, refocusing the mouse somewhere else.
And, you know, that's what I was very careful to make sure I wasn't touching anything.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
But I perhaps inadvertently was touching you're talking about the thing that you move the mouse around.
Exactly.
With.
And so while you're typing, you're minding your own business, your hand hits that trackpad and refocuses you. And you think it's the computer doing it, but it's you doing it. So To prove this theory, we're going to first need to take your credit card because we need $99. no, just kidding. To prove this theory, you're going to turn off the trackpad. And so you're going to want to disable your trackpad on the laptop and buy an external mouse, a little wireless mouse.
I have one that I could hook up. Yeah.
Good. Okay. So you're going to use a wired or wireless mouse. Turn off that trackpad.
Okay, how do I do that? Turn off the trackpad.
You're going to
somebody who knows nothing about
it. It's okay,
anything.
Mary. It's okay. We're going to tell you.
All right. Okay. What you're going to do is go into Device Manager on the computer.
Okay. All right.
And in there, you're going to see a list. You should see a list of, I believe, input devices.
Input devices. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, no, it might be mice and pointing devices. All right. At any rate, one of them in that category will be your trackpad. You can right-click on it.
Okay, right-click, okay.
And there should be an option to disable.
Oh, all right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now that pad should not come into play anymore, and your mouse is over to the right.
Okay.
And now if that focus doesn't that losing focus doesn't happen anymore, we solved your problem. And they were literally going to take a sledgehammer to your machine only to give you the same problem again. Because if it's your hand hitting it, which is I suspected it is, after you went through that whole wipe and reload, you'd be at the exact same spot. So let's try this first. And you would get in the habit of using the external mouse and see if this solves your problem. Because these little pads are great, but if your wrist is getting close and touching it, it's going to refocus that mouse and move it around on you. We've seen it numerous times.
Oh, my heavens. Well, I would have called you first, except I'm, as I say, I know nothing, so I figured you're going to be telling me to do all these very complicated things, so that's why.
No, have you? How long have you listened to the show? How long have you listened to the show, Mary?
Oh, no, I listened on intermittently, you know, for two or three years, and I'm just fascinated by the amount of knowledge that these people have that are calling in. I'm saying, well, I don't have any of that. I don't know any of that stuff, you know, but anyways. But, well, thank you very much. I will try that. And then in reverse, I want to go back to... I would go back to device manager and then try to find that thing and reinstall it.
You may have to uninstall it instead of disable. There may not be a disable option. You can uninstall, but to get it back, you just reboot the computer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just reboot, and it will come back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is magic, isn't it?
It is, because the during boot, the computer will literally see a device that it didn't know it had, and it will set it up.
Yeah, so if it's disabled, it shouldn't happen. Now, if this doesn't work, and you want to go that factory reboot option, which is, like I said, the sledgehammer approach, you have to copy all your data off, because it's literally going to be as if it came out of the box. You could lose your data. You got to be careful here. On these recoveries. Some of them are going to be a recovery where you won't lose your data. In some cases, it'll be factory fresh recovery where you will lose your data. So copy your data that you need off before you let these guys do that to you.
Okay, well, I am assuming I trust that they will walk me through that process.
Well, I don't know that I trust anything anymore these days.
Oh, okay. So copying my data is, I have no idea how.
All right, so you're going to go out and buy a USB drive over at Staples.
Okay.
A thumb drive. You're going to plug it into your computer, and your computer's going to say, hey, Mary, I got a new drive letter. And you're going to be like, oh, okay, I see it's drive letter D or pick letter E. You're going to see a new drive letter E, and then you're going to go to you're going to go ahead and navigate through Explorer over to your C drive where your documents are. You're going to go ahead and right-click copy, and then navigate to the new drive letter of the USB, and right-click paste. And it's going to copy all your stuff over. Wherever your documents are, wherever you need, that's going to cover your documents. There's other areas of your system that you may want to protect. Let's just hope you don't have to do this, because I think you're touching the pad, causing this issue, and a factory reset is just not necessary.
Oh,
matter of fact, it won't solve the problem.
Right.
I mean, you're just going to come right back.
You could always call them and say, "Hey, I want my $99 back because it was just your stupid pad being on."
And if they can't fix it, they said, that's exactly right. I can get my $99 back. So perhaps, thank you. I will try that. And then
perhaps you should get it now. Yeah, get your money back now because they haven't fixed it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, but they're giving me an extra 2 days. They're giving me till Tuesday. So,
so nice of them.
I know. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate this. And next time I will... check with you first.
There you go. That's what we're here for, Mary. That's what we give up our Saturday mornings for. That's why we came in the ice and snow to solve this issue.
You guys are great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mary.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. You guys are great, too, obviously. Without you guys calling in, we'd have nothing to do but talk about our kids and our cats.
We got some great problems to talk about, so that's cool.
Yeah, let's go to John in Weathersfield next. What's happening, John?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, you are great. I congratulate you for driving in this morning.
Dennis had a harder drive than me.
Oh, yeah.
So, listen, on your advice, Eric, I went, I needed a firewall. So I went to Best Buy and I told the guy I needed a firewall. And he looked at me like I was growing a third eye.
I know.
And I said, yeah, the guy's on the radio. And he goes, oh, you need a router. So for us mere mortals, I think you need to refer to routers as routers.
They are both.
They are both.
They are both. And I'm not going to go ahead and stoop to the ding-dong level. The guy who was selling sneakers were at Best Buy the week before he started selling routers. but it's the device is a router firewall, right? It does both of those things.
Oh, I understand that. I know. I get that. But on the other hand, I congratulate you because this is something that really grinds my gears when I hear it or see it. Hear it on the radio or see it on television when people say data or database. So I congratulate you for properly pronouncing data.
Gotcha. Well, we would get so much trouble for McAfee or McAfee. I mean, for years, it's McAfee, it's McAfee. I don't even care. The guy's a lunatic. What's his name?
I think he died.
He was on 60 Minutes years ago, and it's John McAfee. But anyway, So just to let you know, Comcast came in years ago and wired up my router and modem in the attic.
That's hot up there.
They followed the vent, the pipe vent, and went up to the attic because the original wiring didn't have enough horsepower to handle the internet. So they put in all new cables. This is about 15 years ago.
Yep.
And really haven't had a problem until last summer.
Yeah.
I had to keep rebooting my router. So yeah. I thought, okay, my router's dying. So I went and bought a new router.
Yep.
And then before I had time to install it, everything worked fine, and it's been fine since. I think Comcast, or now Xfinity, did something on my node to improve service.
Yeah, they might have, but I mean, equipment doesn't want to sit in an attic. It's too hot in most cases.
I put a thermostat or thermometer up there, and it's like 115 degrees on some days.
Yeah, so I'm glad you got lucky, but it wouldn't be something. I just built this beautiful building, and the inspector says, stick your stuff up there. I mean, that's crazy.
That is. I agree. Totally, yeah. Well, listen, guys, I just wanted to weigh in and give you my thoughts. When people don't understand what a firewall is, I think you have to say it's a router.
So. I'll do my best for you. We'll call it a router firewall. I'll try to use both.
That works. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And actually, what I'll start saying is security appliance, and that'll freak everybody out. the device does two things. You're going to set it to help defend against attacks against – it's got 65,000-plus ports on it that it's listening on, all right? So the router portion of it takes the incoming internet connection, and then when you type Google, what have you, on your computer, and your IP address is on your computer is 192.168.1.35, and Dennis types he's over there doing, he's on Netflix, and he's at 192.168.48, the router says, okay, this packet that came in from Netflix is destined for 48, I'm going to route it to 48, and this other guy's Google packet is destined for 38, or whatever IP I told you earlier. I can't remember already. The point is, that's the routing aspect of the router. The router is going to also be a DHCP server and hand out IP addresses to everything on your network. And though, it's a firewall in that the public IP that you have on that modem is connected to the planet with 65,000 ports, right? You want all those ports to deny everything and only be opened for those things that you need, like port 80 for the internet. If you leave ports open for other things, the bad guys knock on your IP address and say, hey, is anybody home over there? And if you have a server behind the firewall that is listening, always say, hey, yeah, I'm an Exchange server over here. Would you like to connect to me? And this guy in Uzbekistan says, well, really, you're an Exchange server. I shouldn't be able to see you, but I am able to see you because all your ports are wide open. Let me go and connect to you and use you to relay email. And so a router, firewall, security appliance, they're typically all in the same place. Now, in a business, you can do DHCP services on different devices like servers and what have you. But for home, it's all built into the one thing. It's a router, firewall.
And in a lot of cases, it's also a wireless access point. So it can be three things in one.
Right. So for your home, that's what we're always going to say. And it's interesting that you go to these places. No, you need a router. Well, it does the same thing, buddy. And firewall too. As long as you've got it turned on. So, all right. So there's your story on that. So Carolyn's getting some calls. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And real quick, I had a quick story. I don't know if we talk about it last week? We might have. But Microsoft, when you try to download the Chrome browser.
Oh, yeah. Microsoft will put an ad into Edge.
Yeah, it's literally right on the download page. It says Microsoft Edge runs the same technology as Chrome with the added trust of Microsoft. And so it's trying to say, why you downloaded this when we're just as good?
You don't want that. You want to keep us.
It's like opening your refrigerator and saying, you don't want the Budweiser. You want the Bush or whatever you're selling. Imagine your refrigerator doing that. If it was a Budweiser refrigerator. You can't put a Bush in there. It's got to be a Budweiser. I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's what's going on with computers. Let's go to Jack in Waterbury. What's happening, Jack?
Oh, guys?
Hey. Yeah.
I love to hear this. I've been dealing with computers for years, but it's confusing. What I asked you about, I've had a landline phone. I'm talking right now on a cell phone, but I've been paying like $50 a month just for the landline sit there most of the time. I do have a recorder on it. But I'd like to know, they got all these extra fees.
Yeah.
I can't even, federal and recovery surcharge, you name it. I don't know what. And they. I was thinking, is there a way of connecting the hometown or even the south? No, I don't need a cell phone. The whole landline, and I also have a rotary phone part of the system there connected to the internet. I have a laptop, Windows 11, that has what's wireless to the jetpack. Is there a way of doing that connection so I don't have to pay $50 for a phone that just sits there most of the time?
Yeah, we recommend that. I mean, you could pay for a Google Voice. Right, Dennis? I mean, you could take his home line and make it a Google Voice number.
Yes.
And then forward your calls from the Google Voice to your cell.
To your cell, yeah.
And that's a free way to do it, practically.
It's absolutely free.
You could do UMA.
UMA?
UMA, yeah. UMA would take it and just charge you the fees. And you would...
What do you recommend?
Well, do you need that number, Jack?
Well, the number I have in my landline, I've had it for years. I hate to change it because, you know, what that means. You have to change everything that you've dealt with.
Yeah, but you just said it. You just said it was sitting there. I mean, who cares? Nobody calls it, right?
Yeah, most of the time, right, because I don't do banking on it or anything like that anymore. And I like... I don't need to pay $50 a month for something that just sits there.
I agree.
You know, it has a rotary phone, it's wired and everything like that. And I was wondering if they could use a home phone and have that system connected to the
internet. Yes, you can. And that's through
by wire, not wireless.
No, it'd be through the internet. That'd be UMA. You could do that. So look into UMA. Or just decide you don't need that phone anymore, Jack, and I just saved you $50. Who cares about that phone number anymore?
Well, the thing, some people do call me. I have a family member. They have my old phone number, and they have an ID and a recorder on it.
I understand, but your cell phone takes messages.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm from way back. Okay.
No, we know. Connecticut is the worst. We are the one state that holds on to this stuff like I don't know why we do. But we do. Connecticut is known for that. We just do it. Steady habits, right?
Yeah.
And Frontier is taking $50 from you.
All right, I'll try. It's like dealing. I'm a war veteran. It's like dealing with this government, state government. And I don't know. I have a problem with the comrades. I mean myself. I appreciate your thoughts about it, but I'm still a little bit confused.
You appreciate my sauce. Yeah. I like that.
I don't trust it at all. I bought a jetpack. It's wireless. It's through Verizon to a Windows 11 laptop.
Yeah.
I used it once. The first thing that came up was, are you a robot? All these pictures. And then I had something.
Oh, yeah.
That was months ago. It was the first and last time I was on that. I just.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I hear you. I hear you, Jack. It's okay. It's time to cut the cord. You don't need that $50 number. Tell your family what your cell phone number is, for crying out loud, and you're good.
Okay, and just I'm afraid of losing it. I've had it as a backup.
A backup to what?
You know what I mean? The self-service dies out or something. I have a friend who has problems. If it dies out, he could still call my home plan. That's what I'm afraid.
Well, they're banking on that. They're banking on that fear at $50 a month. Now, I mean, I haven't lost power since the last snowstorm that was over 10 or 12 years ago that knocked everything out for a week. And you know how many generators were purchased that week?
Well, I actually do have a generator. I could have a solar battery backup. I could actually power my cell phone or maybe the landline.
So you're good.
Well, good for you.
I've had backup, but I just not the internet. After a friend I do with that, I set up. I actually bought a computer set up to connect to him, and he's enjoying it. But when he speaks about Norton, I'm saved by Norton or LifeLock, you name it, and all of a sudden I kind of like. I don't want nothing to do with it. It's getting out of hand.
It's getting out of hand, sir. I agree.
Absolutely, it is.
So I would tell you to bite the bullet, cancel that line. But you could always, like I said, check out UMA if you really want to keep it. UMA is the way to go. We'll put a link there for you.
Do you have AI computers, robots? Do you deal with them?
Do I deal with AI? Well, we all do now. So.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm the one I could talk to and communicate. Say the human race is crazy. Okay, I appreciate that very much.
You got it, Jack.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's okay.
Thank you.
We got to go. All right. Bye-bye. Eventually, it'll be Dennis and I will be AI. We'll be right back. All right, we are back, and we're going to go to Andrew in New Britain right away. What's going on, Andrew?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I actually had a question about backing up a cell phone to my computer to offload, you know, some memory to make some memory space available. I was just thinking about the last caller, though, what he was talking about. You know, he's, you know, referring to the... to like the copper wire phone system, but you know, basically being a separate system than cell phones, and being more reliable. So I guess the thought is, you know, like when the Ukraine war, you know, goes DEFCON 4, the Russians or the Norks or somebody is gonna, you know, turn off the power and turn off the cell phones and the internet and everything else.
Yep, that's a good point.
Do you think the copper phone wire phone system really exists anymore? Is that still
we see plenty of that.
I've got DSL with Frontier, you know, and they're selling the digital thing.
Yeah,
and I've seen a couple of things from them, and you know, online implying, you know, that, you know, when they get sufficient business on the digital, that they're going to eliminate the DSL, obviously, but also the copper wire phone system is going to go away. I wonder where that copper wire ends too. You know, if it's as reliable as as bulletproof as we think it would be.
It's not the copper wire. All the switching for the copper wire stuff is not being upgraded or maintained that well. So it is going away. We do still see it. We see a lot of emulated copper wire through Comcast or Cox or whatever they do, emulated POTS lines off their cable services.
Exactly.
So, but what he's paying for that is just crazy. And I really don't think it'll be there in a pinch anyways. I mean, if the rest of us all have cell phones and, you know, we've had some sort of disconnect from whatever attack occurred, who's he going to call anyways?
Right.
he's got dial tone, but he can't call anybody.
So regarding backing up my cell phone photos and texts, is there a good app that I want, like on my laptop? I assume that's the way to do it.
Is it an Android or is it Apple?
I've got a bunch of phones. I'd probably do both.
Well, go ahead, Dennis.
Well, I was going to say there are apps that will back up Android phones, and if you're backing up an iPhone, you're just going to use iTunes, which is from the Apple website. If you've got an Android that you want to back up, I can post an article that will show you how to do that in a couple of different ways, and it includes a link to one of these apps that I mentioned.
And it'll send it to the laptop.
And it will send it to the laptop, yes.
All right, we're running out of time, so we'll post that for you, Andrew.
All right, if you're done, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, two hours flies by here when you're having fun. So we do appreciate the call. But, you know, he's right. I mean, you know, are the old systems going to be there? No, they probably won't. And if you're connected to them, you're not going to be connected anyways. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live. I want to thank Carolyn for producing as usual. And everything will be posted up there over at computertalkwithtab.com.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
We'll see you guys next Saturday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.